Coburg Legion Branch 133 was broken into Sunday morning. Legion President Rod Ingersoll says two safes were taken, which included a substantial amount of money that would have been deposited Monday following a busy weekend that included their popular turkey and ham draws, three functions in the banquet hall, and the return of the Friday Night Dart League. The safes also contained chartered papers and bylaws for command.
So it was a great weekend, and then to come in Sunday morning to find out that thieves had broken in through the front doors and pried the clubroom door open and pried the office door open and somehow got these two great big heavy safes out of here that had all of our money for deposit on Monday, which most of it, of course, we owe out to bands, and most of the money that we haul in, of course, is going into our funds for donations to the community and whatnot. So that money's all gone, plus there was quite a lot of damage done breaking through the doors and whatnot.
Ingersoll said the Legion was able to reopen right away, but they had to scrape money together for floats to run the bar. The theft has left the Legion in a challenging position to resume its regular operations, and it's appealing to the community for financial support. That can be done through an e-transfer to office@coburglegion.ca or by dropping off a check during clubroom hours from 2 to 6 p.m. every day. Donations are not eligible for a tax receipt, as the appeal is to help fund the operation of the branch and not charity-related, such as the Poppy campaign. Ingersoll said another way to support the Legion is to become a member. Memberships are $60 for the year and available to anyone.
You know, on top of the fact that we're fortunate enough, the new Legion was the fastest growing Legion in the country. The Legion is back on the upswing, but a lot of people thought that not just anybody could join the Legion, and they had to either be a veteran or related to a veteran, but that's not the case at all.
Coburg police request that residents in the area check their security cameras and report any suspicious activity, including persons or vehicles that may have been observed in the area Sunday between 12 and 9 a.m. Anyone with information is asked to call police at 905-372-6821 or leave an anonymous tip with Crime Stoppers by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or by going on the website stopcrimehere.ca. Reporting for Northumberland 89.7, I'm Jeff Gard.